Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN local news. Marion County schools in Tennessee closed today due to weather conditions. Officials say the closure is being made out of an abundance of caution as colder temperatures and the possibility of slick roads continues in the area. In addition, Dade and Walker County schools are on a two-hour delay today as well. In Walker County, parents and students connected to Lafayette High School's cheerleading program are speaking out after longtime head coach Nicole Harris was removed from her position. Supporters say Harris spent 24 years building and leading the program, mentoring student athletes both on and off the cheer mat. Walker County School Superintendent Damon Raines says Harris resigned from the position. However, several parents say they believe the decision for her to leave was not voluntary. Families say Harris has been a key part of the Lafayette cheer program for many years and are concerned about the impact her departure could have on the future of the team. Some parents say several students may consider not participating next year, and families plan to attend an upcoming Walker County Board of Education meeting to voice their concerns. Also in Walker County, a minor accident involving a Walker County school bus happened yesterday afternoon in Rossville. According to Walker County Sheriff Steve Wilson, the crash involved a school bus and another vehicle at the intersection of Georgia Highway 2 and Happy Valley Road. Officials say no injuries were reported, and the GSP is investigating the incident. In Trenton, Dade County residents have another opportunity to meet their local leaders this morning during the weekly Coffee Talk with the Commission. The informal meeting will take place from 9 to 10 this morning at the historic Dade County Courthouse. Hosted by the Dade County Board of Commissioners, the event allows residents to ask questions and learn about county operations, speak directly with commissioners and staff, and ask questions. Commission Chairman Don Townsend says the meetings are designed to encourage open communication and help residents better understand county issues, including the upcoming SPLOST renewal that will appear on the May ballot. In Jackson County, Alabama, we now know the identity of the person killed in a shooting Friday afternoon on Sand Mountain in the Dutton community. Authorities say 39-year-old Jeffrey Nix of Dutton was found dead on County Road 18. Jackson County Sheriff Rocky Harnon says the incident involves individuals who had a domestic relationship and another person who had been arrested in connection with the shooting. Officials have not released the names of the suspect or additional details about what led up to the incident. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says that investigation remains ongoing. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and 1420 AM. Playing the hits of a lifetime, classic hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.